our hero, Pluck, has made it to the Dayglo bag system.
Do you know where to land?
On the planet, silly.
Well, yes, but it's an awfully big planet, isn't it?
Oh, so it is.
Pluck, open your eyes. Open your eyes, Pluck. Pluck! Pluck!
Oh, my head. What happened? What's that smell? Yeah, this place is muddy and disgusting.
You crushed us into a mud pit. We're stuck. I've had enough. I'd like to say it's been fun, but it hasn't. Goodbye.
R2, don't. I'm all alone. And this place is scary.
Look through those trees. Sort of that way.
Oh, thank you, Beanie. This must be it. Wow, I'm a count of gum of Dead-Eye Night. I wonder what it means. Ah, oh, nobody's home.
Let him in, you goblin.
Bah, be tired I am. Income.
Show me Dead-Eye Enlightenment, O great Master Soda.
Give me £200 first, thank you. To become a Dead-Eye, right? Take people into doing things, and if they realize what you did, say... Dead-Eye?
What? That's it? You ripped me off.
Dead-Eye?
Yes, you did. So I'm gonna...
What going to?
I'm gonna take your lightsaber.
Never used it, Dead-Eye, anyway. You wanted him trained. Why?
Dark Force to cause my death. Now Pluck will light up with his Dead-Eye skills.
What's this giant chain? Eve! Hey, I've drained the mud from the swamp! The ship is free! And there's R2! Come on, let's go!
Okay.
While Cloak and R2 escape from the swamp, Blair and Solo have landed on Cloud City to be greeted by Ludo-Parisian.
Ludo-Parisian!
Han Solo, let's catch up in old times.
Later that evening in the Cloud Spitty Bar, Ludo-Parisian is through catching up with Han Solo and is more interested in catching the heart of Princess Leia.
You belong here, among the clouds.
Stop it!
She certainly releases enough gas.
Can I have another tequila, please? Thank you. Oh dear, I feel a bit funny.
Apart from 3PO box exploding from drinking too much tequila, things were going well in Cloud Spitty until...
Wait a minute! Over there, at that table! Isn't that that Voda?
Well, yeah.
Okay, Bobby, we'll just go up to him, ask him for a ship. And if he don't give us it, then we slap him with a kipper. A wet one, Bobby.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say?
Come here.
Oh, no, not the wet kipper.
Right! All we need is for my idiot brother to turn up as well.
Hey, everybody. Party Pluck is here.
Noodle, you need the door lock.
I am. How's my bestest, westest mate?
Go away. See your sister. I've had enough of her. I need more whiskey. Aha, storeroom. Must be whiskey in there. Where's the light switch? Oh, dearie me. I'm locked in the freezer. But at least I'm away from Pluck.
This is so unfair. Anyone would think I was unpopular. Well, I'll show them. I'm the son of Darth Vader. And from now on, I'll be called Darth Vader Jr. Even in my gray clothes symbolize my descent into darkness.
More like madness. So, Chi, what's new? Really? Nostril, my word. What? 3PO box exploded from drinking too much. Dear, oh dear. And not the first time this has happened either.
I'm sorry for not listening. Stop hitting.
Right, let's go get Solo and his... Where did he go?
Cooey, father, it is I, your son.
Oh, no. I, Pluck.
Pluck the Skyscraper no longer exists. My name is Darth Vader Jr. I wish to join you. We can rule the galaxy as father and son.
You could help me find Han Solo.
Just then, Bobby appears, pushing Han Solo encased in ice.
Look what I found in the freezer. Frozen ham.
Oh dear, Bobby beat you to it. Now that I have Solo, you can go. Now, show.
What? I think Dart's saying you're not really evil like him. You're more, what's the word?
Useless.
That's it.
Father, I challenge you to a duel for the title of Lord of the Pith.
Oh, please tell me Solo did not give you Jedi training.
Here we go. First fight of the night.
We have to leave.
While Ludo and Leia make their getaway, Pluck waves his lightsaber around in a feeble attempt to look scary. This is about as scary as being hit with a feather duster.
Roar! Oh, he's gone. I did it.
Look out behind you, Pluck.
Boo!
Ah!
Enough of these games. Beanie never told you what happened to your mother.
He told me enough. He told me she ran off with an Ewok.
No, I am your mother.
No! That's impossible! I have to get out of here! Ah!
Well, that was a revolution.
Don't be soft. I lied so he wouldn't bother me again.
So you're not...
No.
On the Ewok story?
He is also a lie.
When you said leave, I didn't think you meant leave the planet.
So? What a noise!
Pluck lands on the windshield of the Fulcrum.
It's Pluck! Where are the window wipers?
Maybe we should save him.
Don't question me, I'm a princess!
Yeah, a pile of rubble.
Oh, bring him in. I can't see where we're going.
Thanks, guys. I knew you wouldn't leave me behind. I'm so thirsty. Where's the blender? I fancy a smoothie. Anybody else want one? With real onion. More for me, then. Oh, the blades are stuck. If I just put my fingers in... What's that, Chewie?
Despite Chewie's desperate attempts to warn him, Pluck loses his hand in the blender. Back on Cloud Spitty...
Curses! Leia has escaped with a perennial fulcrum. On the plus side, she has been landed with that idiot son of mine, Pluck. That ship will be mine eventually.
What about Hyam?
Understand how the Jut collects frozen people. Then I'll build a new Death Star, kill a few Ewoks, that kind of thing. They'll be back to get my revenge.
What now?
Now we're rescuing Ham from Ava.
Will they succeed in rescuing Ham Solo? Will Chewie make a meal they all like? Will Pluck be thrown off the perennial fulcrum? Find out in the next thrilling episode of Star Wars, Return of the Dead Guy.
The Empire Bites Back was adapted and directed by Rebecca Wallace. The players were Scott Adam, Kenneth McGuinness, Ian White, Robert Ross, Elizabeth Robertson, Nicola Badiali, Stuart Marr, and Rebecca Wallace.